It's time to start your day with the First Cup Morning Show.
Serving up a warm cup of good news, positivity, and uplifting messages.
And now, here's your host, my dad, Joshua Kangley.
Good morning and welcome on in to the First Cup Morning Show. And thank you for joining us as we get up, get ready, get things done, and make it happen today. We've got some good news for you today. And remember, you can head to guidinglights.org for more good news, positivity, and uplifting messages. That's guidinglights.org. Before we begin today's show, I want to open with this passage. Today, there are 2 days in every week about which we should not worry. 2 days which should be kept from fear and apprehension. One of these days is yesterday, with its mistakes and cares, its faults and blunders, its aches and pains. Yesterday has passed forever beyond our control. All the money in the world cannot bring back yesterday. We cannot erase a single word we said. Yesterday is gone. The other day we should not worry about is tomorrow, with its possible adversities, its burdens, its large promise, and poor performance. Tomorrow is also beyond our immediate control. Tomorrow's sun will rise, either in splendor or behind a mask of clouds, but it will rise. Until it does, we have no stake in tomorrow, for it is yet unborn. This leaves only one day. Today, any man or woman can fight the battles of just one day. It is only when you and I add the burdens of those two awful eternities, yesterday and tomorrow, that we break down. It is not the experience of today that drives us crazy. It is remorse or bitterness for something which happened yesterday and the dread of what will happen tomorrow. Today is March 26, 2024. On this day, March 26, back in 1872, the fire extinguisher was patented by Thomas J. Martin. His invention is still listed in the U.S. Patent Office. Also, with it being March 26, brings us National Spinach Day, reminding us of the health benefits packed into this leafy green vegetable. Not only are there so many delicious ways that you can enjoy spinach, but it's also incredibly good for you. Time now for your favorite part of the show with some animal fun facts.
Today's animal is the American bison. Did you know? Bison are the heaviest land animals in North America, reaching up to 2,205 pounds. But despite this weight, they can run at speeds of up to 40 miles per hour.
Did you know adult bison are the largest land mammals in North America?
And now, on to the good news. Today's good news comes out of Wisconsin, and I'm reading this article from Fox6Now.com. Lake Country first responder saves man on flight. A firefighter with Lake County Fire and Rescue proved first responders are always on the job. When Matthew Harder boarded a flight to Arizona last week, he was ready for a little R&R. It was really a last-minute head to the West, he said. Fate had another idea. The assistant chief of Lake County Fire and Rescue found himself on one of the most stressful shifts of his entire career. It happened on a Southwest flight departing Milwaukee on Sunday, March 17th. A passenger on board lost consciousness halfway through the flight. At the back of the plane, Harder said the crew wasn't sure if the man was still breathing. It would have been something that probably could have gone a different direction if the individual had not been treated in the way they were, he said. Harder said he gave the man an IV that Southwest had on board. He said the pilot questioned if an emergency landing was necessary. "You're not going to be on the ground in 5 minutes," he said. "You can't call for another ambulance or fire engine to help," he added. He stayed with the man for 2 more hours until they reached their destination in Arizona. He said emergency crews were waiting when the doors opened. Ironically, when he had time to look at his phone, Harder said he got an email congratulating him on 30 years as a paramedic. Anyone else in the same position would have done the same thing, he said. Southwest provided the following statement. We commend our flight crew for their professionalism and for recognizing, reacting, and caring for a customer experiencing a medical situation. Our crews are trained to respond in many in-flight situations, including those of a medical nature. We also thank the medical professionals on board for responding to the call for assistance and offering their expertise. Another passenger reached out to Fox 6 News about Harder's heroics. She said that she recognized Harder because of Lake County Fire and Rescue's therapy dog, Tesla. Tesla wasn't on board in the flight, but Harder joked the dog would have been a big help to keep everyone on the flight calm. And that is the good news of the day. Thank you once again to all of our first responders out there, as this story is another testimony to their heroism and bravery. Well, I hope you enjoyed that good news, and I really hope you enjoy the show. If you do, please like, share, subscribe wherever you like to listen to podcasts. I really would appreciate that shout out. Thank you for helping me celebrate the good news. And if you have some good news of your own, I'd love to share it. Email me at admin@guidinglights.org. That's admin@guidinglights.org. Now, before we part for the day, I'd like to leave you with a really bad dad joke. What does a cow use to do math? A calculator. All right, that's going to wrap it up for the show today. Have a great day out there today. Speaking of days, there's 280 days left in 2024. Let's make each and every one of those count. And I'll see you back here tomorrow morning.